Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. And End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, comments, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And again, if you get something out of today's podcast, folks, think about liking, sharing, and definitely subscribing and donating as well. The donations help keep us afloat. We definitely need donations. We are a nonprofit. We're not in this to make profit. All we're doing is we're just asking our listening audience, if you get something out of today's podcast, some news or information, anything, if it helps you in any way, shape, or form and helps your life, please, please, please feel free to give back. That's what God wants. God wants people, in other words, to give to each other, to help each other. And that's all we're asking. If you don't have it, that's perfectly fine, folks. There's no big deal. But if you have a buck or two and you can definitely help out, anything's appreciated, because to make these podcasts, they're definitely cost money and takes time. And to get on a platform, even like Red Circle or any other hosting platform, does cost money. And so we're just blessed to have the good Lord always watching over us and always helping us at all times. So let's get into today's podcast, folks, shall we? Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. The link will be down below as always, and the link to the subscription, of course, as well. I'm just looking at this podcast. It was dated Tuesday, today, Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. That's when this article was. Now it's May 3rd, but this was dated May 2nd, 2023. Very interesting article, folks. These are the times we live in. And unfortunately, everything that I followed and just following the Bible and then just following common sense, everything that I followed and listening to the Bible and everything and trying to study it, humbly studying it, and I still have so much to learn. I'm just such a baby. It seems like at the Bible, you never, ever, ever know everything, and that's just a fact of life. A Utah-based BlackRock neurotech firm has already confirmed that they've already microchipped at least 50 people in transhumanism action. So it is starting, folks. It's been starting. If this shocks you, this should be nothing new. Different parts of the world and different parts of Europe have already been going through this, have already been chipping people. And as sad as that would seem, that is the truth. They are chipping people. They are microchipping people. They're turning people into just literally transhuman, transhumanistic people. They're turning people into sheeple. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. And these are the end times we're living in. And We can't wait till the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So again, the headline on the article reads as follows. Utah-based BlackRock Neurotech has already chipped at least 50 people, transhumanism in action. And there we go. So let's dig into the article here, folks. There are people in the United States who have already received the brain implants from the Utah-based company called BlackRock Neurotech, which has unleashed a microchip called Neuroport Array that allows people with physical disabilities to perform tasks using their brains. Headquartered in Salt Lake City, BlackRock Neurotech has branded this brain implant as the solution to cure physical paralysis, blindness, deafness, and even depression. Recipients can receive a chip and can control robotic arms of a wheelchair, play a video game, and even feel sensations because of it. Equipped with nearly 100 microneedles, Neuroport Array is attached to the brain where it reads electrical signals produced by a person's thoughts. So far, around 50 people have opted to get injected with one of these in their brains. We are the only company with direct brain or BCI implants in humans, proudly announced Marcus Gerhard, BlackRock's co-founder. Our implantable arrays have embedded people to connect directly to computers, control robotic arms, wheelchairs, play video games, even regain sensation with just their brain signals. Elon Musk is working on the very same type of thing with his Neuralink brain chip implants. We will implantable brain chips eventually become mandatory. Neuroport Array can be placed on anyone's brain surface, and multiple Neuroport Arrays can exist in the same brain. Machine learning software tracks and decodes electrical signals generated by the wearer's thoughts, commands, and cursor movements on the screen, which then can be used to control prosthetics, computer equipment, and more. As with most implantable chips, the company behind Neurotech is branding itself as a medical device to help people in need. This is simply a cover story for normalizing implants into human bodies, which is ultimately leading to the mark of the beast and transhumanism. And so that's what I was just going to say, folks. This is the start of the end. And I hate to be one. I don't always like to do this. I hate it, and I despair this. God knows I despair this, bringing bad news and different things and doom and gloom. I can't stand that. But unfortunately, this is the start of the beginning of the end. In other words, when you get into Revelation, I believe it's Revelation chapter 12 and going into 13 and the book of Revelation in the Bible, it talks about the mark of the beast. Rich and poor, anybody, whether you be jailed or not jailed, rich and poor, it doesn't matter. Everybody will be caused to receive the mark of the beast. And of course, those people that do not receive the mark of the beast, what's going to happen is that those people will be taken away. They'll be given the opportunity, one last opportunity to get the mark. If they don't, they'll be killed. It's just that simple. You'll die in the name of Christ. As a Christian, you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot take the mark of the beast. Once you do that, you're signing your life away. Once you give in to this transhumanism, you are signing your life away. And unfortunately, I see so many of my own flesh and blood relatives that will take these marks just so they can work, because they're workaholics. They, you know, different family members, they worship money. materialism. They're workaholics.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's all they think about. They don't think about life. They don't think about any quality of life. They don't really think about anything other than to be successful at making money. And I can tell you what, all the money in the world is not going to, you know, repeat. All the money in the world is not going to rescue you from the mark of the beast, folks. And that's where you have to understand that just because you decide to take the mark doesn't mean that you're going to go to heaven or anything like that, or you're going to use that as an excuse. You know, I heard taking the shot, and this is what's so profound about this. I heard taking the shot, people out there, that they would say their boss is going to fire them. So it's kind of like this, okay? When the mark comes around and it's on its way, I would give it, you know, maybe 2 years at the most, maybe three if we're very lucky. But the digital mark of the beast is already here. It's a matter of them pushing a button and implementing it. I'd say 3 years at the most, probably more like two, a year and a half to two. Once they start that, the excuse I've always heard, and I've heard this among relatives, family, friends, everywhere, especially in Michigan, well, I had to take it, Eric. You don't understand. You don't, because you're semi-retired. I do, because I have to work. I have to make money, blah, 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 blah. So in other words, they would sell their soul for a mark of the beast, and they would sell their soul, i.e. taking a shot or taking this or taking that. That proves it. If you took the shot, that proves how vulnerable you really are. So if you would take the shot, folks, you will take the mark. That's the name of the game, because the shot is the precursor to the mark of the beast. So let me continue here. I digress. Right now, Neuroport Array is just only being used as a voluntary participants in the BlackRock lab. The company hopes to soon gain FDA approval for the devices to be commercialized across the entire population. And of course, we are pursuing regulatory approval for the world's first BCI designed specifically at-home use, move again, Gerhard explained. He is, again, the co-founder. This medical device aims to increase independence, mobility, ultimately quality of life for people with paralysis. And again, once home use BCIs are available, they will help people build new lives and have seemed impossible with their disability. We think all people should return to work, greater independence, engage with the world in powerful new ways. There is a lot of money to be made with these microchips. Don't let that kid you. BlackRock's goal is to maximize their use across the entire population. And this is what he writes. Their long-term vision is to implants will become readily available with people with paralysis as pacemakers for people with heart issues, Gerhard added. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. If you haven't, it's that time in the podcast, folks. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, it's that time. This is known, folks, as the salvation prayer and invite Jesus into your life. We don't have a lot of time, folks, and I'm not just making that up, and I'm not just trying to scare people or anything like that. I'm just telling you the truth. We don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time. Anybody doesn't have a lot of time. Time is running out here. Time is running out for humanity. And you got to understand, folks, if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, there's only one alternative, and that is hell. And people can say, Eric, there you go. You're trying to scare us and blah, 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 blah. Nope, I'm not trying to do any such thing. I'm just trying to present salvation for anybody that wants it and listens to this podcast. If you don't want it, then God bless you. I understand. God be with you. And that's it. At least I can say I tried. When it comes time for judgment in the very end, at least I can tell God and Jesus Christ, I can say, God, you know, I've done this hundreds and hundreds of times on my podcast. I've had a salvation prayer, and I try to save people's souls. I do whatever I can do, and I at least tried. And that's all you can do, is you can just try. And if you don't like something, you don't have to do it. But this is that there is no way through to God but through Jesus Christ. And this is the only way. There is no way to heaven but through Jesus Christ, folks. And you have to be saved. So let's get into the prayer, folks. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, here we go. Repeat after me. If you would like to receive the gift of God today, say this prayer with your heart and lips out loud. Here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe you have risen from the dead and that you are coming back again for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. Amen. If you said that prayer, folks, you are saved. So there's three things you need to do real quick, folks, before I conclude this podcast. There's only three. First thing is get a hold of a Bible. If you're in the States here, I mean in the States, in the United States, you can always order a Bible through Amazon. Amazon's always good. You can order a Bible through Amazon. You can order a Bible through or get a Bible at a church. They'll probably give you one if you're on a budget. But that's what I do. You know, just go on there. You can get one for under $20. Just get a Holy Bible and just start reading. That's what you need to do. Read, 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 read. And once you start reading, folks, then what you're going to want to find is a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And once you get into that church and you've read the Bible, grab somebody, write down your questions, grab somebody from a church, grab a deacon, grab a pastor, junior pastor, senior pastor, grab somebody that can answer your questions and get them answered. What is salvation? When is Jesus coming back? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to act? What is the Trinity? And I just explained that. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What are all these things? What is my salvation? What does God and Jesus Christ expect out of me? I mean, on and on and on. There's millions of questions. Get them answered. Definitely get them answered by a member of the congregation or church. And then the last thing you'll need to do is get baptized at some point in time in front of the congregation. The baptism will symbolize and signify to the whole congregation that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. The baptism symbolizes a burial and resurrection. And that's what it is. To lay your head in the water is being buried. To come up from the water signifies that you have risen again, just like Jesus Christ did after 3 days in the tomb. That's it, folks. That's absolutely it. Like, share, subscribe. you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and I'm your host, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, folks. But most importantly, thanks for tuning in, and God bless you and your family. Until next time, bye for now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.